The Australian Federal Police is celebrating 100 years of service this week. Back in 1917, a protester threw an egg at then Prime Minister Billy Hughes, knocking off his hat at an event in Queensland. The PM insisted the local police arrest the demonstrator, but the officer wouldn't, arguing he didn't have the power. Enraged by that, Billy Hughes had laws passed within 2 weeks, setting up the AFP. The current Commissioner, Andrew Colvin, is delivering a speech tonight marking the century. I spoke with him earlier. Commissioner Colvin, thanks for joining AM.
No, Sabra, thank you for having me on.
The AFP is a very different organisation now to the one set up to deal with that protester and the egg. You're dealing with terrorism, child exploitation, detecting and stocking drug imports. What is the biggest challenge that you worry about?
Well, look, I think it goes without saying that the biggest challenge, of course, is terrorism. National security continues to be our number one priority, and protecting the community and making Australians safe is what we do. But who could have imagined in 1917 what we would be dealing with now? Technology has completely revolutionised policing. It's revolutionised crime. Globalisation has meant that the borders and the sovereignty issues that we took so seriously in 1917 have changed remarkably since then.
How concerned are you by that pace of change and the inability of current policing culture to keep up?
Well, and that's one of the things that does concern me, Sabra. We've spent the last 18 months trying to look forward and not to predict crime, because I think that would set us up to fail, but to try and predict what are the factors in the environment that are going to affect policing. And for 100 years, I think policing has been very good, and probably even longer than 100 years, at evolving as the environment has changed around us. But the last 15 or 20 years has shown us, with the pace of technological change, the rapid globalisation of everything that we do, that we can't just evolve because we're constantly playing catch-up. So now's the time for us to look forward and say, what do we need to do and how do we actually revolutionise policing?
So you want a broad conversation about policing, to think about doing the job differently. Exactly what do you mean?
Well, that's right. I mean, let's look at terrorism. I mean, it's a topic that gets a lot of attention. It's a topic that gets a lot of commentary. The key thing for policing in dealing with terrorism is we've changed our posture completely. We focus far more, obviously, on disrupting. We focus far more on those preparatory acts long before there's a terrorism act, so that we can stop crime long before it happens. I think that's a lesson that we can use in all of our criminal our investigations, particularly in a Commonwealth space. When you think about organised crime and transnational crime, we need to change our thinking and make sure that we are actually doing everything we can to stop the impact of organised crime rather than simply trying to detect and prosecute it.
The second century for the AFP will begin with the agency included in the new Home Affairs Department. Do you have any reservations about that?
No, this is a very positive development for, I think, all agencies. It's very good for the AFP because we have a cabinet minister, and I think the AFP over the last 15 and 20 years has shown that we sit at the centre of the national security agenda here in this country and probably internationally as well. So I think it makes sense that we have a cabinet minister, but moreover, I think it aligns all of the agencies who have a direct interest in keeping Australians safe in the one portfolio, and that can only be a good thing.
So what is that benefit of having the minister at the cabinet table and not in the outer ministry?
Well, look, I think it's about influence. It's about making sure that law enforcement and domestic security is given the same level of attention, the same level of effort that our external security is given as well. It's very difficult for me as the police commissioner to draw distinctions these days between what's happening, for instance, in Iraq and Syria and the impacts it has here at home in Australia. So we can no longer just simply divide our efforts between domestic security and international security or our foreign policy efforts. It really is all mixed in together now.
In recent years, there have been terror attacks timed for Christmas. What can you say to Australians about their safety right now, be it in shopping centres, markets or at Christmas carol events?
Look, I think get out and enjoy the wonderful time of the year that it is. The Christmas season, the holiday season, has traditionally been a time in Australia where we get out and we enjoy the weather, we get out and enjoy the beaches, we get out and enjoy the sporting events, and that's exactly what we should be doing. Yes, we need to be vigilant. Yes, we should never be complacent. And I know that law enforcement and security agencies around the country are working doubly as hard to make sure that we can get out and enjoy those events. But at the same time, we shouldn't put any extra attention on this part of the year to any other time of the year. We work hard 365 days a year. The threat lasts for 365 days of the year. Right now, we, of course, are making sure that events that attract a lot of individuals, we see the Crowded Places strategy launched earlier this year. They are key strategies and key ideas. The key message, though, to individuals who want to attend these events is get out there and enjoy them. But if you see something that you're not sure about, then call it into police.
Andrew Colvin, thank you for joining AM this morning.
Sabra, thanks for having me on.
The AFP Commissioner, Andrew Colvin.